Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Thursday night. It's Be Unique Unscripted. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am so glad you guys are here with me tonight. My co-host, Gene Albertson, is here. How are you doing, Gene?
Howdy, doing good. How are you? How's everybody
out
there?
I'm delighted to be here. You have no idea what a crazy day I've had, and this show is like going to be make it all better. You know why? Do you know why I think tonight's show is going to make everything better? Pop quiz time, Gene.
Elisa's here.
Elisa's here. And I will tell everybody. How often do we see Elisa on this show?
Well, Elisa's here the last Thursday of every month.
That's right.
Gene, you're getting better at those pop quizzes.
I'm proud of you, buddy. And for those who don't know, Elisa is a Reiki master, an energy healer, and I can attest to her strength and her gift. She is phenomenal. She's been working miracles with me. She's a medium, a life coach, and a licensed massage therapist. Now, she doesn't seem to be old enough, but she's got almost a decade of experience. She's well-known and well-practiced clairvoyant healer, teacher of spirituality, and a spiritual therapist. And I can tell you that she does help people learn to be their own light. And I am excited because I have the honor of editing the book she has written. Welcome to the show again, Elisa.
Hello. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
It's always happy to have you here.
It's always a pleasure to be here. It's so exciting, everything that's happening in this world. And even though people may not see that yet, I get to see a lot from bird's eye view of what's really going on. And sometimes I see it before it's actually happened, even though it's already happened. But it's happening for a lot of people. And some, they're still awakening, but that's okay. We are coming into a time of harmony and many blessings, heaven on earth. It's just such a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be here and go through all this transformation and knowing that we're headed to harmony. And
hey, isn't that a town in Florida?
It is. It's actually a town that's too far from all of us. That's so funny, Mary. Yes. It's just interesting.
You got to bring my jocularity wherever I go.
There's been a karmic purge of the past of what we knew, embracing the newness of what is to be. And all of us have been going through this amazing 2020 to 2021 transformation. Although it's been a very emotional, mental, spiritual evolution, it's also been a great awakening for those who are awakened and those who have gone through all of this rebirth first and there's just so much amazing to be had and so many discoveries that have happened along the way. And most are still, you know, who haven't awakened fully are still going through, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what is their normal? What was their normal is no more. And there's this transition for all of us. And so it's about, you know, it's a very big karmic cleanse year, this whole 2020, and a rebirth into heaven on earth and happiness, joy, peace. And for me, it has arrived. For a lot who have been on the frequency that I stand in, we are all awakened and we're all awakening at a very fast pace. And for those who are not understanding what all that means, we are here to be the teachers to guide them through. And so everything's here now, ready to be had.
And you're absolutely right. There's been a transformation. I was in a meeting today and the question came up, well, how has COVID affected your business? And what are the challenges you face? And nobody answered. No, I mean, it was like, and the woman even said, oh, are those crickets I hear? So nobody's got any challenges. So I unmuted and I kind of raised my hand. I said, I'd like to say something. I said, I don't know about anybody else, but I will tell you that for my business, these challenges have been not so challenging. Because we are a digital organization to begin with, it's made it very easy for us to transition and move with everybody else. And it's that way, I believe, with soul work and spirit work. If you're already on the path, it's a little easier when that path picks up a stone or something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's learning how to navigate through the obstacles.
Yes.
You know, and
well,
understanding
yeah.
that
like,
and it's compassion well, and love.
Well, it's also seeing the obstacles not so much as obstacles as opportunities.
Yes, the observer to say, what is that? Okay, that path looks like it might be a little bit blocked, so why don't we go this way and try it this way and reinvent ourselves? Do something we haven't done before. That's happening a lot.
Well, that I think is really the big trick I'm seeing is, and then the people that are doing something just a little bit different are like, oh, wow, what was that? Different.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's kind of nice.
Well,
you know, those who have overcome the fear, they're actually walking into triumphs of their life and discovery of I say it's the awakening time. And what the awakening means to me is the soul awakening to the gifts that we have pushed and kind of like clouded through our life of, you know, our natural abilities and gifts and enjoyment through our creativity that we, you know, seem to have lost touch with. And those have all been part of this awakening where people are stepping within themselves and learning to reinvent themselves, not attached to the past of, you know, their titles or what they were doing or how they did things. And everything seems to be in a big shift to do it very different, but very fulfilling and liberating to each person's soul for the ones who are looking to get into their creative self and open to all their gifts. And it's very powerful. And when I see people that I have known who were, you know, even working at Disney and Disney shut down and now they have to reinvent themselves because, you know, they're not doing casting or they were actors or singers and now they're starting to create things and make things and their hands are showing these gifts with what they've created and people are purchasing them in abundance and they're actually making more money than when they were in a position as an actor or a singer. It's kind of amazing to watch like all this awakening happening. So it's bringing a lot of harmony and happiness to people's lives. You know, the what was to what is, and the acceptance of being alone with yourself and accepting you for you without the interference of the others, because everybody's on a different paradigm shift right now. Everybody's
right.
awakening on their own pace and their own level of frequency and heightening, or staying stuck in the lower frequency, and there's just now awakening, and there's this global, you know, it feels like people are just waking up from a long sleep and starting to feel it out. And to some, it feels very calm and peaceful. And the ones who are stuck in the fear, they're still, you know, unsettled. But I feel like things have kind of like calmed down and are more peaceful. And there was this huge shift that when I woke up today, I thought a huge shift happened. And
that's cool.
I feel the universe a lot, you know. I kept saying to people, I felt like we were in this emotional bipolar purge, because everything in the past was coming up. Yes.
We have a caller. Let me let this caller into the studio.
Okay.
Hi, who's there?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Catherine, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hi, Catherine. If you feel comfortable, you can join in. If you want to just be a listener, you can tell us you want to be a listener, however you feel comfortable.
Oh, okay. Yes,
okay.
Yes, thank
you. Okay. We can mute you and let you listen, and if you want to join in, we can check in with you soon, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I'll mute you. Do you know Elisa? Catherine?
No, I saw your show description. It looked interesting, so I thought I'd tune in.
Well, that makes me happy.
Glad you did. Yeah, thanks.
Did you have a specific question?
Oh, sure. That would be great if you're allowing for that.
We are.
Oh, fabulous. Should I ask or should I wait?
You can go ahead and ask right now if that's okay. You don't mind.
You're on the air with Elisa.
No,
you're on the air with Elisa.
My question is, I started an event last year, and I would like to do it again this year. I'm gearing up to do it. It's online. It's COVID-friendly. And I was wondering if you see it being more successful this year.
I get a big yes for you to do that. Yes, yes, and yes.
Oh, wow.
And I hear that. Yeah. I feel that you are going to actually add more of a variety to your teachings and to your class or whatever you're offering. You're going to add more variety. And people, you grew a lot this past year. You're still a little bit unsure of yourself, but you grew a lot. And the way to do it is to step into it and fully be present, because you're going to get more confident and more confident as it goes, and it's going to start to grow. And what I'm being told is, when you focus on helping one person, it doesn't matter if you only get one person, because that one person turns into many when you keep going in your gifts, okay? I think you need to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
So don't let the numbers be a deterrent to you of who watches you or who shows up, because we're all awakening right now. People, you know, we've been kind of in dormancy for a while, growing and evolving and becoming clearer to our journey protocol and our purpose. And so stepping back into rediscovering ourselves in feeling, it's like putting your toe in the water and making sure, like, is it safe? Is it going to be good? And then saying, you know what? I'm just going to go all in, because I have been shut down for a whole year, and I'm not going to stand there in that space anymore. I'm done being stagnant. I'm going to keep going and keep going and keep going in my purpose, because that's why I'm doing my life. That's why I'm here. That's what you learned about yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. So, yes, with the confidence, with
Are
the confidence
there,
in knowing that you're a gift. Yes, she's on here.
Oh, I think
that
I'm probably
gift,
lost. I've lost everybody.
You are going to prosper and be in a great position, because when people start awakening, they're going to seek who they feel comfortable with, who's going to align with them. And there's going to be a globe out there. That's a lot of people. So you are very much desired and needed. Okay. So you absolutely, you step into it and start practicing again. Keep going. Don't stop. You touch one life, you've made a difference. Always remember that, because over COVID, I'm going to share the story with you. I started classes in the park because of COVID, and I believe that nature is a great healer, and I believe that all of us come here to help facilitate healing for somebody else, and touch somebody in with our light, okay? And it radiates. So when COVID was happening, you know, people were staying home. They didn't want to go out in nature. They didn't feel comfortable. And I had this, well, we can be on our yoga mats and stay a distance apart and be in a circle, still a group, and come and learn and evolve in yourself. And the first weekend I did it, one person showed up. By the second weekend, I had 20 people.
Wow.
Okay. The one person who showed up said, you actually showed up just for me? And I said, well, you matter. And if I had had one person the next weekend and the next weekend, it didn't matter, because it's that one person that you touch and make a difference in their life. That's priceless. Yeah. And so when you hold that philosophy of you do have an inspiration and a touch for somebody, don't ever stop doing your gift, because you know your truth, and that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what other people think or what they know to be the truth, okay?
Wow.
It's you getting out there. So,
wow.
I feel like you needed that. You needed that little inspiration, girl.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to say with basically right here that Alisa taught me that exact thing of going into last year, and it just helped me so much. And when I realized, just having the faith that this was true, that all I needed to do, especially if things got a little bit difficult, to just stand in my light and step into it and do what I know I love from my heart, what I was meaning to do, and just do it. And it really does just carry on through all the way through, and all the way through this last year, it helped me grow. And so I'm going to attest to what she just said works.
You know what? You know what today's like theme was? Triumph over fear. So when you think about this, okay, when we're standing in this space. And we have developed ourselves, okay, because this whole year was about development, about learning who we really are. And even when we knew who we really were, it was releasing a lot of the past fears and just emotional stuff and everything else. It was just a very big cleanse of karmic stuff that needed to go in order to open up to this new love. And the new love is a love for the self. The new love, it's just stand in a place of knowing that you're supported by the divine love and helping humanity heal, okay? But we had to heal ourselves first. And sometimes when we help others heal, we actually are healing ourselves, you know? So get in front of people. You have a gift. You know, your soul is beautiful. Sometimes you question through your self-confidence, because I feel that. And sometimes you feel confident to go do it, and then you get like really freaked out about it, and then you get all scared about it, and then you shut down. But, you know, there are fears in our head. And I've learned along the way, and this is so important to teach when I, even when people are awakening and want to know how to be their full person, is to allow your heart to lead the way. Do from your heart, live from your heart, breathe from your heart, touch with your heart, and not your head. Your head will get in the way and talk you out of things. Your heart will lead your will lead the way, and it will never lead you in a wrong way. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you have a gift. Yeah. We all have gifts. And you know, nobody in this world, I don't care if someone is another Reiki person or an artist or whatever your gifts are, we're all unique in our own way, and we all touch people, you know, with our gifts, and nobody can recreate the two of us or the one of us or the three of us. Do you understand? But
oh,
when
yeah.
we're all together okay. helping, then we're creating this concert. It's like a picture, a painting. It's like we all put a color on a palette, and we created this masterpiece. And that's what, you know, the multitude of all these different gifts coming together can do. And people are awakening to see that we're not here to be by ourselves, even though we are by ourselves. We're here to help with this beautiful frequency of love to help each other to be the best version of ourselves. And you actually inspire people to do that.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Wow, thank you. Yeah, I feel the warmth, and that's so, yeah, you're right. I just needed to hear it. Yeah.
Everybody needs validation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even myself, look, I've been doing this a long time. I've been reading people and healing and everything else, but you know, when we go through our own uncertainty and we need clarity, I seek others. I seek other, you know, mentors or guidance for when I have my own doubts or my own fears or I fall off. I mean, I'm human like everyone else. So, you know, it's about nurturing yourself and saying, you know, it's okay. It's okay to fall down sometimes, and it's okay to feel like I just need a little push or a little hug or a little guidance and love. It's okay. You know, we're all human, but we're all very powerful when we stand in our confidence and our knowing and our truth. And teaching people to do that and to live life magically and just be who you are without having to keep your walls up. You know, it's not being in the judgment. It's not being in that space. That was the old paradigms. They will not work with what's ahead. It just won't. The fighting, the negativity or the lower frequencies, those are all starting to fall away as a collective across the globe. And people are going to come together with smiles and embrace each other and feel this camaraderie that we are all here to bring kindness and love to each other, a positive gesture. And we've been doing that when we were little, when we were little children, all playing together. Everybody, you know, played, discovering and working together or working alone or however it was. And then we got stuck in this box. And so it's about realizing that that programming is just being reassessed, redirected, and realigned for a higher frequency to happen. So I just tell you, go out there and be your own person and don't worry about what other people think. Because people are going to love you and people are not going to love you, and that's okay. The most important thing is that you know you and you love yourself. That's the most important thing. And that's not easy for us to learn. And that's what COVID was all about, was self-love. How to be alone with yourself, self-respect, make choices for the self. Because look what happens when you make choices based on the masses. A lot of times we don't make the right choices. A lot of times we do it from fear and we don't do it from our truth. You understand that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was the step back needed. Yeah.
And I think what you're trying to do, this is what I'm feeling with you, is you're trying to be your own person without being told what to do and how to do it. You just want to do what you know to do for yourself from your own truth. And you're fighting to be your own person. You're fighting to stand up. And sometimes you feel like the others kind of keep you stuck and trapped, and you're learning to have your own voice, your own confidence, and your own class. That's amazing. It's good.
Aw, thank you. Yes, that's so right. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Well, there's stop trying and just do it.
Well, yeah. You know, it's when you listen to other people, they're going to guide you from what they believe to be their truth, okay? And from an opinion and it's not always aligned with, you know, what you want to do. So, learning to be your own person and really stand in your confidence, because that has been a struggle for a lot of us, is learning how to just be our own person, have our own voice, and not being judged for it, not having other people throw their opinions on it. And if they don't like it, then don't be a part of it. And if they do like it, then, you know, the more the merrier. It's all good. But it doesn't matter what they think. It's what you know and what you're here to deliver. And that's all that matters.
Yes. Wow.
You know,
okay.
Something I'll tell you, just kind of something you can keep in your pocket if you ever feel like something's really, really comfortable like that, and you know, make sure that it's not something like the way you've always been doing it. You know, if there's something's a little bit uncomfortable, there's a good chance it might be a little something different, especially, you know, with everything that's changing around us. You know, it's just be always aware of that. Comfort sometimes can be an indicator of make sure what you're doing.
Yeah, sometimes we get those feelings of discomfort, and that's a wake-up call. And as long as you're comfortable in your little rut, you're going to be fine. But the minute that you try to start stepping out of that rut and get into where you belong, then
it feels
it's
uncomfortable.
Going to feel a little uncomfortable, yeah.
But go anyway, you know.
Yeah, go.
And you know what else, Catherine? It's about also being with a support group that aligns with your allowing you to be you and not being judged, okay?
Yeah, I get that. Community.
Sometimes you put, yes, it's about putting yourself into, you know, people who align with you when you're stepping into your purpose and the love of what you came here to do. The people who are aligned with you will only support, love, and elevate you to be the best version of yourself. And that's a very good indicator of who you allow in your energy field to walk with. The ones that choose to try to bring you down or tear you down or put you down or judge you or whatever it is, those are the people who actually need your help, but they're not really the ones who are going to be there walking with you. And just know that they're not there yet. And sometimes they do need your help, but they're not there to be the one who's going to, you know, facilitate you. They're going to bring you down. And so it's your responsibility to say, you know what, those are not the people that are to walk with me in elevating. I am to find those people that are here on that same frequency. So that's a good indicator, okay? Because I think sometimes you get confused of who you let in, and then when they start to put their opinions out and try to tell you how to do your life, you know, it makes you shut down and not want to do it. So those are the people who are not aligned with you yet. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's That's really so synergistic that you said that, because just the other day I was something prompted me to research about shadow work. Like how people, what they're really saying about you is what they're saying about themselves. So
a lot of people are mirroring right now because the shadows are showing up. That's actually part of this whole purge, and I call it like the bipolar emotions. It's because even our shadow sides are being emerging from the core and coming up, so we can feel it and observe it and understand that this is something that we have in our subconscious, and it's okay because it's not what is healthy, but it also is what we have got to see for ourselves of what we're to release with love. Do you understand?
Yeah, just recognizing the wound and then allowing it to heal.
Yes. Those are soul wounds, and that's really what this whole year was about, was to, gosh, there's a lot of people who fell into soul wounds. There was a lot of attacking going on for a while, and now it's like an exhaustion period and an awakening period. And feel the peace. It's so funny because I always feel like the healers who have awakened are going first, and then the others will follow. So be excited, because we're all in this heaven on earth right now, and there's this peace and calm that everything's amazing, and it really is. It's like some people don't realize it's already happened yet, but it already happened about a month ago. And then we go through all this purge and getting ready for the reset and the rebirth, and then all of a sudden the baby's here. That's how I feel. And I feel like I woke up this morning and the baby's here. So that's a really good indicator that we're in a really good space right now, and be excited about what we don't know about, but it's all here. And I can't wait, because every day is a discovery. And we're all, you know, we all walk, when you walk in faith, you walk blind, but you also walk awakened at the same time. It's so exciting to, like, be a part of this time right now. I don't know. I'm having the best year ever. And there's been so much, for me, even growth and, you know, release and reset and evolving. And that's what we're all here to do. So, you know, and everyone's on their own path and their own pace. And it's okay if they're not, you know, where you are yet, but it doesn't mean that you lower yours to where you were because other people are not ready yet. Okay. It's about holding space in this unconditional love, understanding that they have to go through all that shadow work and all that stuff, that they're miserable, you know, whatever causes them the pain and the growth. And it's called growing pains for a reason. They're growing. And it's hard when people are close to us to understand, you know, without judgment, that those people are going through the growing pains, and we are to keep walking ourselves. And when they catch up, if they do, they'll be here with us. And if not, it's okay, because we have to keep going and we have to keep evolving. You know, we're here to be leaders of light and love and be the example. And if we keep turning around for everybody else, trying to save them instead of allowing them to do the work, then we're going to just become delayed and stuck and pulled down and lose our light ourselves. And that's where the struggle comes in for, you know, people who are wanting to help others, is because we have this innate pull to go save them. And look, we had to do the work. Nobody saved us. We were guided. We were, you know, coached and loved. Mm-hmm. And even when we fall down, we still receive the guidance and the love. But we keep walking in a positive direction. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I see you doing really, really well.
Oh, thank you.
Really well. You're welcome.
Thanks. Catherine, let me tell you, if Elisa says she sees it, it's real. Jean and I both know from personal experience that
Elisa's no joke. She is the real deal.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I can tell. That was very detailed. And yes, everything resonated. Yes.
You know, I don't tell people. It's funny because someone has said to me, I don't remember who, they said, can you just tell somebody, you know, that, you know, you see something going on? Or I said, no, I'm not going to just go do something just to say it. I don't work like that. I'll give you an example. If somebody's making a bad choice, a parent says, can you tell my daughter, you know, she's making a bad choice, and she should stop, like, smoking whatever pot or whatever it is, because she'll end up, you know, dying or, God forbid, whatever. No, I won't do that. Now, if I see that happening, and I do see, okay, if I see things happening, events happening, yes, I will say what I see if that's the truth, but I will not speak anything but the truth. So I always tell people, if I tell you to run, you better run. It's a joke. But no, everything is really, really good. Now, if you asked me a week ago, I would have said, oh, my gosh, what? I felt like we were in labor.
Yeah.
Because those contractions were pushing me.
Well, yesterday about midday, I didn't know what was happening. I thought it was just going to beam up or something. The energy was just so powerful.
It has been, well, we had a 222 portal on 222, 2021.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there was this big portal that was actually more powerful than the Lion's Gate. So there was this big influx of, like, you know, release all the past and step into this newness. And I was exhausted. I literally went to bed at 7 o'clock at night and I slept till 7 o'clock the next morning. I never do that.
Yeah.
It was it really drained me, but it was so powerful. And all day I just felt like I had no power. And sometimes that happens. So now we're coming into, so we had the reset, okay, that was like a reset, and then today I woke up and I felt like I released this heavy backpack of my entire past. It's gone. I feel so liberated. And there's this full moon coming, okay, so I'll give you an example of how powerful we are, where we're standing all right now. We just came out of Mercury retrograde, which was all the miscommunication, and now we have all the planets going direct, okay, which means that we're going to be in this powerful, beautiful, fast-forward surge, so people are going to heal and grow and elevate, and it's going to happen for a lot of people, this fast-forward, okay? It's going to be 9 weeks of just all this growth and release and processing, but it's all going to be really, really powerful and good. And we're going into the full moon of, I believe it's Virgo. And that, if you want to look it up, you can, you know, go in and get a better understanding, because I'm not really into astrology. I'm into astrology, but I'm not an astrologist, and I really don't understand, like, how all that works. I actually seek my colleagues for that. But I do know that this is a very powerful, amazing time for all of us. And it's a huge growth period for people to really release the past and step into their newness of themselves, the rebirth. So be excited, because even though you don't know what you're excited about, it's just so exciting. That's how I feel in my energy. So,
Elisa, you're always talking about becoming like our inner child. And when a child is excited, they don't always know why they're excited. You know, like a three or four-year-old, it's my birthday, and all I know is it's my birthday. And, or, you know, like a puppy, daddy's home, mommy's home, and I'm going to bark and wag my tail. It's exciting to be excited. We don't need a reason.
That's exactly how I feel, though. I feel like I'm the child, and I'm so excited about what I don't even know about. But I just know it's so good. And the power of even the messages and the connections, they're surged up beyond belief. I mean, I sit here and I just have no words. I mean, everything, you know, when things are flowing in alignment, that means that we're going in the positive direction. When we get a lot of resistance and we push and we push and we push, that's a sign for us to surrender and just be the observer. Because when we keep pushing something to be a certain way of what we used to do or how or our patterns or, you know, even our behaviors or our emotions or whatever it is that is starting to show its face in the shadow work, it's about saying, you know what, I'm going to step back and be the observer and try to just process through it. And so that's what we're doing. It's called reflection. And it's about reflecting on why are all these things happening and coming up, because they need to go so we can be that pure energy of that child again, of what we were born to be. That's really where we're headed. That's heaven on earth, to just be who we are in our most organic form, being the best version of ourselves. And walking
Jean
together
and I are
going to
have so much fun.
Yes. Fun and laughter.
Can you imagine, Jean, if we just get to play the recorder and dance all day?
That's it. Well, that's where we're headed.
You know, it's so much fun to go out there and be in the discovery and bring the magic. I say life is like being with unicorns. And people say they're not real, but in my world, they're real.
Sure.
Because every day is magical. Like, every day is how you choose to create it. And people think, like, that's so far-fetched, but really, when you reflect on your past and how we lived life up in that little box of limitation, that's really all we ever became. And we are so much bigger than that. And that's what this discovery is all about, is the fullness and the wholeness of who we all really are individually coming here to be this best version of ourselves. And the capacity that we came here to be, which is like the universal of all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
And most people stay so focused on one thing in life, and that's the limitation. So that's why we get our toes wet, and we just try different things and feel what's comfortable and be an expression, you know, of yourself, and get out there and just play and enjoy it. And you'll start to realize that we become so seasoned by all the different things that we have been gifted to do. There's not just one way. There's so many ways. And you'll start to notice that even the people that show up and the circumstances that show up, it all starts to align with your playful energy. So I don't know if you all discover that, but I've just
had so much
fun.
Definitely. I notice that when I just start playing and having fun, of course, immediately people look at me funny if I'm not in public. But, boy, I just keep doing it, and just it makes things happen. If I don't worry about what's not going to happen and I just go ahead and just do it and have fun doing it, it's just amazing how things just pop up right in front of me. They're even more fun because I'm looking for it. It works. It's like self-perpetuating, I guess, is the word I'm looking for, or terms.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's like you could go to a playground or go to the woods and you find a stick. So this is interesting because I have been feeling like I want to redecorate my whole house, okay? So I've been painting and doing all this stuff. And one of my colleagues is telling me, you know, you should get some eucalyptus and wrap it around a branch and stick it on your wall. It's very pretty. And I never thought about stuff like that. But, you know, you can make magic out of the simplest things. And then they become like your biggest treasures. And people are starting to realize that, wow, we could just like reinvent ourselves, doing things we love and playing with the magic, teaching, and even the things we've gone through.
Totally.
And teach that to the people on our own, based off of our own experience of what we've had to go through to get here. So that's what I'm saying.
Well,
Yeah.
Well, I want to say that really I'm seeing that you said earlier, you talked about how some of us have awakened a little bit quicker or started a little earlier than others, and everybody's going to eventually come along. But I find it interesting that I do have people coming into my life just really encountering me with similar things that I have dealt with and worked through in the past on an increasing basis. And I know it's more than just me noticing it, but it's pretty fascinating that people, they're being, I guess, almost pushed toward me with things I've dealt with and successfully. It's kind of fun.
Well, that's part of the harmony that Elisa was, talking about early. Mm-hmm. You know, we create a bit of harmony within ourselves and with the mm-hmm. universe, and we do attract people that align with us. So you are noticing more people now that are coming into your life than before.
Yeah.
That are, similar-minded, like-minded.
It's the energy frequencies. They're all, you're just aligning with the frequencies.
Yes.
And, when your light force gets really powerful, people who are still awakening, looking to the light, they're going to be looking for all of us. And they're going to need some guidance and some help so they can understand the process of healing. And the best part, I always say healing is so powerful because the best part about healing is the discovery of what we never really paid attention to until we had to heal. Think about that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
That's exactly it. And to find out, to go ahead and do what I've always been afraid to do for fear of what might happen, do it because, whoa, what might really happen?
Oh my gosh, if we would just remove the what, the why, the how, the when, the whatever, all those questions of the ego and just play, it all just shows up.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you have so much abundance in so many ways. It's like you're so fulfilled. And, it's that fear. It's getting over, like stepping out, like getting your toes wet and say, I've been thinking about doing this. Well, guess what? Thoughts become things. And so many people, I had a client today, and we went over this. For years and years and years, this person had been helping everybody else do what he knew, he's really gifted. But he didn't do it for himself. And I think that's what this whole awakening is do for the self first, and then do for the others. Help them along the way. But we did it backwards. We did for everybody else, and we lost ourselves because we didn't do for ourselves. So, and it's so interesting now. It's like, okay, this is our time now. And it feels when we're doing for ourselves, we're also doing for the others. We just did it backwards before. We didn't, and the self got overlooked.
So that's the harmony.
That's the harmony. It's the body, mind, spirit of all of what and who and everything we are coming together as one to help everybody else. It's so powerful. Oh, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be.
You can feel the vibe. You walk outside and there's just this peace and this calm and this clarity. And I don't know if Kathleen's still on, or Catherine. Is Catherine?
She's still here. She's still here.
I don't know if you have another question for me, but is there anything you want to know?
I was so connecting to what you were saying. Just so many things, were hitting for me. Like I was getting like messages as you were talking, like you can change your own story is what I was feeling coming out of what you were saying. Like, if you don't change your story, and just what you were saying just now with the doing for yourself first and then help everybody else.
I thought it was, it's so interesting how that's what they tell you to do on a plane, you know, with the masks, and we're all walking around.
Oh, that's true.
Wearing masks.
True.
Kind of overlap there. That's just amazing.
You know, everything that we go through in life, every experience we have, every hurdle, every obstacle, all the growing pains, all of it, even the hurts and the celebrations, it all had to happen that way to bring you and all of us to where we are standing in ourselves right now. And nothing was by accident. Even if we had to suffer, even if we had to go through a lot of pain and whatever it was, it all created us to be here so we can look back and see why we had to go through all that, because all those things that we went through created us to be the best teachers to help the others go through that same kind of journey. And hopefully we can help them to not be in so much pain. But we had to go first. You understand?
Yes.
I always say it's like, you know, the teachers or the best healers are those who went through the hurt themselves. Because you can teach from what you know.
Yeah. The wounded warriors.
it is.
Yeah.
But we're warriors, and right now, so not wounded, at least for me.
Yeah.
You know, and we all can, you know, we all know our journey. We all know all the things we had to overcome. But that's why we're ready now to step into those shoes and be the best version of ourselves and teach people, because there's so many people out there who are just now awakening to the healing journey, just now, and they have no idea what direction to take. And there's people that have all gone first for many, many years, all of us who are here waiting for them to awaken and turn to us, and we're here to help. And that's why it's our time now. I was so excited to wait for this time. I've been waiting a long time for this time. It's here.
Yay.
And people are coming. And they're reaching out. Like, every day I have people calling, can you help me? Can I have a reading? Can you guide me? And it's beginning. And there was a long time for stagnation because, you know, really we had to do our own growth. And so we had to be in that stagnation or we wouldn't have grown. We would have constantly been given to the people, the people, the people, and not to ourselves. And myself included, I had to give to myself this year a lot and go through different hurdles and different, you know, obstacles and be the observer and not get engaged in the crazy storm. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard when we're so used to doing something in that box of existence and what was our normal, to step out of what we knew to be normal to something that's so uncertain of not normal and feel comfortable in that space. And now when you start to exercise how much more powerful it is to stand above the storm and not engage in the exchange of the lower frequencies, your frequency gets higher and higher and higher. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. I'm not even affected by all this. I walk around and I think people are losing it. And I'm having the best time of my life. And they think I'm losing it. They think I'm playing with unicorns. And I say, well, it's magical.
You are playing with unicorns.
I am. But I'm just saying, like, they don't understand where I'm standing in myself, because they think I'm in my own little fairy tale of existence. But this is my reality. And I choose this, and everybody has the choice to choose to be in the fear or to feel that they can be in harmony. And that's really, you know, everybody, every man for himself. I can throw you an energy, but I can't save you. You got to grab it or want to grab it. And if you don't, then you stay in that fight, because I don't want to be in that fight.
You know, it's funny. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I, I was just going to say, like, it sounds like a breakthrough moment, and it's so funny that people would, like, look onto it strange if somebody achieves it for themselves, but if they went to therapy for it, like, you know, like a psychology setting, like, then they would understand it more. But if you just, like, have that breakthrough yourself, then they kind of think you're funny and out there. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They think you have to go somewhere.
That's because we've all had the breakthrough and we're out there.
Yes.
They don't get that. Look, we all have our own path of how we choose to heal. And I'd rather heal with people who stand in a positive space of love and compassion and walking together, coaching each other to be the best version of ourselves, rather than sitting and talking to somebody about my problems.
Mm-hmm.
I want to walk in a place of solutions and celebrations and fun. I always tell God, freedom and fun. That is all I ask for. Huh. And then to receive the abundance to do so. And guess what?
Yeah.
I'm living my dream every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so can others. And it is magical. And it is playing with unicorns because people think it's not real.
Well,
it's so
it
real.
Childlike.
Everything's real. When you, it's what you choose to create.
Yeah. I want to tell you that the childlike thing is so important. Just keep thinking of that. I have been accused of being immature my whole life, but now at 60, in this time in 2021, I'm finally coming into my own. And instead of being
we're being able to be children.
I'm showing the way instead of being the outcast. Yeehaw, give me the whoopee cushion.
That's
come on.
Awesome. You know, wouldn't you rather spend your days laughing and having fun and engaging with people who are having fun instead of fighting?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I don't understand that other paradigm, but it's okay. Because in my world, I even say to myself, I have so much fun all by myself, cheering and being in excitement and just being in my own little world, just enjoying every moment of my day. And time has gone by so fast, and I just had so much amazing this year. And I just think, you know, the people who have been with me, we've all had amazing this year. We've all gone through stuff. I mean, it hasn't been, you know, without obstacles, but life is not without obstacles. I mean, that's life. We're going to have those all the journey as we keep walking. We're going to come across obstacles. But when you stand back and become the observer, instead of engaging in the pain, gosh, it's received such in a different way, in a different manner. It's kind of like trying to decode something. Like, okay, well, if we go that way, it might hurt a little bit. We might get prickled in our feet. But if we go that way, it might take a little longer, but it won't be so painful. Why don't we just walk this way? It'll be better. And that's kind of how, you know, life is. It's like, why do people have to walk through the prickly patch? I don't know. I can't figure that one out yet, but that's not for me to figure out. All I can do is be here saying, guys, it took a while. Gosh, you went through the hard lessons. I guess I took this way because it just seemed the less resistant, and I'm here waiting for all of you. Gosh, it took forever, but
yeah.
Okay, you're finally here. You know, and that's kind of what we're all going through right now. It's just waiting for them to awaken.
Yeah.
And
I'm excited, too.
Yes.
So.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, the best part about the journey is